This is Dos Pequeños,
a funnier look at the paranormal in New Mexico.
With your co-ghosts, Eric Carter-Landine
and Alex.
What is fucking up, Alex?
Not much. How are you?
I am good, but I do have to say, I'm pretty fucking pissed off at you right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Is that why you've been like weird to me ever since I walked in the room?
Do you know why I'm pissed off at you?
There could be so many reasons.
So many reasons. Once the listeners hear this, they're going to be on my side and agree that I am underreacting here. Okay.
Oh, I think I know.
So listeners, get this fucking bullshit. Alex went on a haunted adventure without me.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know it was happening, in my defense.
Well, if it was me, I would have said, you know what? I can't do this right now. I have to wait. Let me text my buddy. Give me about 3 hours.
He'll be down here in about 3 hours or so.
In about 3 hours. I think it's pretty fucked up, but
I could have just stayed at that bar. The bar was amazing.
Now everybody knows that you owe me a spooky trip.
Okay. Okay. We have to do a spooky trip.
All right. So tell me about it. What happened? Where were you?
I went down to Las Cruces with my partner, and it was, we went to this place called the Double Eagle, which was an old building established like in 1819 or something. And it was great. It was really beautiful. We'll have to post some pictures on our some of our social media and stuff, because it was it looked so spooky. I was like, this place is definitely haunted if there was such thing.
Oh my God.
We actually just kind of randomly asked for a tour and they said, sure. And they just started showing us around all these spots, these different rooms that had different stories. Beautiful. If you ever go down to Cruces, I think it's down in Mesilla actually.
Yeah.
Which is right in Cruces, pretty much. It's like a part of the, you know, town or whatever. Go there, check it, and then go to the bar there, because the bar is amazing. It is so beautiful. And they had this one room where these two lovers, they were basically cheating on somebody with somebody else. I wish I could tell the story perfectly.
You're not doing a good job.
No, I'm doing a terrible job.
There was a person and they did some things and then some other stuff happened.
But the other person came home and killed them both.
Oh shit. So
there's a double homicide there.
In that building?
Yeah. In the room that I was in.
Oh fuck.
And there was a haunted chair.
I saw you sitting in that.
Yeah. And they said, you know, if you sit, the people have report of sitting in this chair and having bad dreams and all these things happening. And I was like, let me sit in it. Like, I want to sit in it.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't believe that stuff. Yeah. And so why not? But yeah, I got some pictures of me sitting in the haunted chair and it was really great. And they were very cordial and very nice to our, let us take a lot of pictures, really, you know, walked us around and told us all the stories of each room. And it was really spooky looking.
So did you did you name drop and be like, I'm Dos Pequeños guy?
I did. I said that I was going to be doing a show and maybe I could talk about them and, you know, maybe, you know, who knows, generate a little.
Maybe they could invite me next time.
Maybe they'll let us do a ghost hunt there or something.
Maybe we can do a live show there.
There's a bunch of places down in Cruces that apparently are haunted. And some of those, you know, buildings there are really old.
Yeah.
Went and saw the Hood. This one place called The Hood, it was like a little art gallery / other great, some really good art scene down there. And
they have a really cool 80s style arcade and bar.
Okay.
In downtown Las Cruces.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they've got like all the old school games and then they have like these fucking brisket nachos that are incredible. I forgot what the place is called.
Sounds great.
I think it's called like Rad or something.
Rad.
Yeah, Rad.
We should go down there and do a show. Maybe I could call them and talk to them again and be like, hey, we would like to do maybe like a little midnight ghost haunt. Like,
right?
Do some, I don't know.
Something.
Something,
some
man.
Some kind of thing.
We'll do some recordings and EMFs and take some pictures and see if we can spot some ghosts. Everyone I talked to there, And I was like, you know, give me the haps. Is you really think this place is haunted? Everyone's there was like, absolutely.
Really?
And like, I've seen, and I, you know, they said they were very skeptical until they actually came there to work, and that it had changed their mind as far as, you know, things happening. The lady that was giving me a tour said that she was there and every toilet in the downstairs flushed at once.
It's called diarrhea. Look it up.
And I was like, well, at least these ghosts are being nice and flushing. You know, they're not leaving ghost turds for you to discover.
Oh, ghost turds.
You know.
That needs to be a shirt, I think.
Ghost turds. Thanks for flushing.
Thanks for flushing.
But absolutely, we should go down there and go check out some things.
All right. Well, I'm not as pissed off at you as I was earlier today and as I was yesterday, but but I'll be fine.
Were you that mad? Really?
No, I wasn't that mad, but I was not happy that you were on a ghost adventure without me.
Yeah. It was just kind of one of those things. We had looked at it and like had talked about eating there, but it's really fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah?
Like very expensive
meal. Like $7?
We were like, let's go to the bar though. We can go peep it out, you know, maybe look around. And they were like, sure, let's give you a tour.
Get a $15 margarita.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good whiskey sour there.
Nice.
Yeah.
$8.
Something like that. Yeah. Something.
That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to say thank you to Carla Benavides, our newest patron subscriber.
Yeah. Thanks, Carla.
Awesome. We're up to 6 whole patron subscribers.
That's fantastic. That's
pretty awesome. So thank you, Carla. If you want to be cool and be like Carla and you want to hear your name in your ear holes said by our mouths, all you have to do is give us $1 a month.
That's it.
That's cheaper than something. I don't know what. So that's like, what do you pay for $12 a year?
Nothing.
There's no deal like that.
There's no deal.
This is the best deal you could ever get. Yeah. You give us money. We say your name.
And we get to, and you have like, you know, exclusive stuff sometimes.
You get early access.
Early access.
We keep threatening to do things, but we don't do them. So you're pretty safe from that happening. Honestly.
You don't want too much from us.
We've already limited it down to once a month because we can't even handle ourselves that much.
No, it's hard. It's hard.
But yeah, go to patreon.com/dospequeños, go-fi/dospequeños. Don't forget to subscribe and review. And also, if you are listening on Spotify, you can review us on Spotify now.
I think we're 5 stars.
New feature. So give us some reviews. All right. So Alex, I'm going to tell you the story of the stairway to... That's a goat.
That is a goat.
Just so you know.
Is it really a goat?
That's a goat screaming. That's why I sent you that weird picture with a picture of a goat.
Okay, I was wondering. I never commented on that picture because I was like, I don't know the context here.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
So it started on Reddit, just like every other legitimate paranormal experience does, right?
Right.
I mean,
all of them do.
All of them. All the real ones, yeah. Right? So maybe not all of them, but at least this one did start on Reddit. And it turns out it's a pretty common occurrence. I'm going to ask you to guess what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I'll give you a hint. It happens in national parks.
Okay. Now I'm just picturing goats. Does it have to do with goats?
No.
Okay. National parks.
Yeah.
Rascally Bear and his little baby brother bear go and sell picnic baskets.
Picnic baskets. Nope. Do you want another hint?
Yeah.
In the words of Miley Cyrus, it's the climb. Actually, that might be Hannah Montana. I'm not sure. Do you give up?
Yeah.
Okay. It's about the conspiracy theory that Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana are the same person.
Okay.
Have you heard this?
I have heard that.
It's crazy.
I don't believe it, though.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't. But you
their
never
hair
see them,
is completely different.
You never see them at the same place at the same time.
Well, I mean, that's with a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just messing with you, man. That's the next episode I'm writing.
Nice.
That's not this episode. This episode is about all kinds of weird things that happen in the national parks. You see, Alex, for the last few years, people have reported seeing random staircases that seemingly appear out of nowhere overnight. Have you heard about this?
No.
There's a ton of speculation about where they come from and what the significance of them is. One thing is certain is that these strange staircases give people the creeps.
Okay.
Are they alien, paranormal, Where do these disembodied stairs come from? Where do they lead to? Could it be a portal to another dimension? A portal to hell?
We need some other sounds on the soundboard.
Well, this is enough for this episode.
We need one that says testicles.
Testicles. Or are they just the remains of decades-old cabins that have succumbed to the years and the weather?
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. Still.
All right. Well, let's talk about the first appearance of these strange escaliers.
I've never heard of this ever.
Oh, dude.
It's strange stairs that just appear?
In the middle of the woods.
In the middle of the woods.
Yeah. Usually a national park.
Are they like wooden stairs? Stone stairs?
They're all different. They're all different.
Okay.
Some of them look ancient and rotted. Some of them look brand new and shiny. Some of them are stairs made out of wood. Some are made out of stone. Some are made out of metal.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So this should be good.
In 2016, a Reddit user with a flair for storytelling posted about a random staircase in a national forest. The username is Search and Rescue Woods. The user claims to be a search and rescue or SAR officer in a national forest. He tells stories, a bunch of stories about missing people and even some stories about people who have died in the national park.
Okay.
And here is the first mention of the stairs. I'm going to read it to you verbatim from his post. Quote, "This is the last one I'll tell, and it's probably the weirdest story I have. Now, I don't know if this is true in every SAR unit, but in mine, it's sort of unspoken. It's a regular thing we run into. You can try asking about it with other SAR officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've been told not to talk about it by our superiors. And at this point, we've all gotten so used to it that it doesn't even seem weird anymore. On just about every case where we're really far into the wilderness, I'm talking like 30 or 40 miles at some point, we'll find a staircase in the middle of the woods. It's almost like if you took the stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest. I asked about it the first time I saw some, and the other officer just told me not to worry about it, that it was normal."
Don't worry about it.
I'm totally worried right now.
Well, the government doesn't lie to us.
Right. Everyone I asked said the same thing. I wanted to go check them out, but I was told very emphatically that I should never go near any of them. I just sort of ignore them now when I run into them because it happens so frequently.
Where was this?
He doesn't say. He doesn't say on purpose.
Okay.
And end quote. After this post, there were so many other Redditors that replied with similar comments about running into these random stairs in the woods and feeling creeped out by them. So now, I know, Alex, you're thinking that obviously this is the remains of an abandoned home or cabin. And you might be right. But let's look at some of the replies to this Reddit post. Reddit user DaneTrain05 said, quote, "I live in Wisconsin. I've only seen one staircase like this, and when we went to it, everything just felt off. Like, we didn't feel scared, but we felt unwelcome. Like, we should not be on the stairs. It was very weird for the middle of the day, nice and sunny, and then just feeling dread. Like, if we didn't leave by our own accord, something would make us. As we were leaving, the entire trip back, we felt watched. Like, the whole forest had eyes on me. It was not fun." End quote.
Okay.
This is weird, right?
Yeah.
It gets weirder too.
Okay.
So what the heck? I mean, I get that this is just like anecdotal evidence at best. And yes, evidence is a strong word in this case.
Right.
But what do you think so far?
I mean, okay. So the first thing it made me think of was not an abandoned house or anything, but maybe like a deer stand, like some like steps or a ladder to up to a deer stand for hunters to maybe use. But the picture in my head is not that. It's more of a wide kind of staircase that just kind of leads up. Like,
I'm going to show you some pictures.
Okay. Does it lead past the canopy? Does it?
No.
It just goes up.
All right. So here's another one. Jeep Dave said, quote, "How about that? I didn't realize the stairs were that common. I came across a set in rural West Virginia. I don't think I was quite 40 miles deep, but maybe 10 or better. I thought maybe a house had once stood there, but there was no cellar or other debris that would indicate a home was there before. Just a set of stairs with a base, and they went up one flight, 16 or so steps, if I remember right, and sturdy. Could barely shake them.
So sturdy.
I didn't climb up, though. I was worried they might break or fall over when I was there. And then Dosaki said, quote, about the stairs, I've seen a few stairs leading up to nowhere in Portuguese forests and fields. So it's not just America.
Okay.
They don't look creepy. Perhaps the only unsettling thing about them is that there's no visible signs of that area ever having a building.
Okay, so once again, just a random set of stairs.
In the middle of the woods.
Or I guess maybe I kind of picture it like the old boarding stairs for airplanes.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I could see that. There's all different ones, though. They're like, there's some spiral ones. There's some like just straight ones that go up. There's some that go up into two tiers. Like, they're all different.
Okay.
None of them are the same. One of the most spooky comments was from somebody named Lost Magpie. She said, quote, across the street from the farm that we used to live at in Oregon, there was a huge abandoned plot of forest. It was probably 50 acres or so. It belonged to a widow who lived elsewhere. According to the older families in the area, she and her husband had planned to build a house on it after raising the forest, but he died before the plans took root. We used to ride our horses through the woods on dry days.
Maybe he just started with the stairs. Like, you know what? The best way to build this house from is the obviously the stairs first, yeah. And then we can work our way down.
Or up.
Or well, down, out and down. And then he just up and dies.
Yeah.
And then the tree just takes over.
The end.
The end.
We used to ride our horses through the woods on dry days, and we always passed by the staircase that was leaned up on a tree a few miles in. There was never a house built there, according to neighbors. The forest was too dense and old anyway. It always gave me the creeps, and we jokingly called it the Stairway to Heaven to alleviate the tension when we rode by it. The horses weren't fans either. They got particularly spooky and snorty when we would pass it. I always wondered what on earth I was doing there. I'm sorry, what? The horses are freaking out.
They're snorty.
Snorty and spooky horses.
Maybe they're allergic.
Maybe they're doing coke. You don't know.
Yep. Yayed out horses. Clucked out.
Okay, I'm going to throw a couple of theories at you.
Please.
Could these staircases be gateways to another dimension where Sasquatch, Lil Choopy, and the Hag and more cross over from that realm into ours? Discuss.
Definitely.
100%. 100
fucking percent. When you do, you cross over as like some kind of, you know.
You're like a cryptid. Monster on that side?
Yeah, you're a cryptid.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, what if we're like.
What if we're the Sasquatch of that universe?
I just saw some weirded clothed guy out in the woods.
Yeah.
He had small feet.
He looked like a monkey, but he didn't have a lot of fur on him.
Yeah.
It was weird.
We threw rocks at him. He was gazing at our meat.
He started peeing everywhere for some reason.
He's a meat gazer.
Do you think these stairs could lead to the spirit world?
No.
Do you think there is a spirit world?
I mean, sure. Why not? Okay. No, I don't. But no, why not?
Are they just random remnants of destroyed homes?
I think what it is that there was a carpenter that really wanted to, perfect his stair making abilities. Mm-hmm. So he just traveled the country, going to the woods to try it out.
Well, the world.
Oh, the world. That's true.
Because it's even in Asia and Europe and South America. Like, it's everywhere.
With the hopes that someone would just build a house around the staircase.
But also sometimes those staircases disappear.
They disappear too.
Yeah. Not all of them.
So there's photographic evidence of these things.
Maybe. There's photographs. I don't know if it's evidence.
Okay. Yeah, we'd like to believe that photographs are evidence.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10. So, I mean, do you have any stories about people that have experienced things while they walked up these steps other than just feeling dread?
I've got a couple of things. I don't have anything specific like that. I have one more theory.
Mm-hmm.
These are all my theories. These are not anybody else's
theories. Okay. Well, it's still a theory then.
Did a house get alien abducted and they took everything but the stairs?
You don't need that in space.
Right.
The house, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't need the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Why would you?
All right. So here's another story from the original poster, Search and Rescue Woods. My buddy has been an SAR officer for about 7 years. He started when he was a junior in college, and he had a very similar experience when he first encountered the stairs. His trainer told him almost the same thing mine did, which was never to go near, touch, or ascend them. For the first year, he did just that. But apparently, his curiosity got the better of him. It's almost like I timed this perfectly.
Right.
And on one call, he broke away from the line and went back to go check a set of the stairs out. He said they were about 10 miles from the path where a teenage girl had vanished, and the dogs were following a scent. He was on his own, lagging behind the main group, when he saw a set of stairs off to his left. They looked like they were from a new house, because the carpeting was pristine and white. He said that as he got closer, he didn't feel any different or hear any weird noises. He was expecting something to happen, like bleeding from his ears or collapsing. That sounds like me.
Yeah, yeah.
But he got right up next to them and didn't feel anything. The only thing he said that was odd was that there was absolutely no debris on the steps. No dirt, no leaves, no dust, nothing.
Like someone had been continually cleaning them.
Just vacuuming the stairs in the forest.
Yeah, but they were carpeted stairs.
That's a full-time job.
That is a full-time job. You're absolutely right. All these sticks and damn leaves.
All this dirt all over the goddamn carpet.
Wow, what if it's a ghost that's like, you know, really obsessed with...
cleaning?
Cleaning.
Could be.
You know?
Could be just, like an OCD ghost.
Yeah. The stairs are just the hardest to vacuum, honestly. Yeah. You know?
There didn't appear to be any signs of animal or insect activity in the immediate area, which he found strange. It was less like things were avoiding them and more like they just happened to be in a relatively barren part of the forest. He touched the stairs and didn't feel anything except that sort of sticky feeling you get from new carpet, making sure his radio was on.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Sticky feeling you get?
I don't know.
From new carpet? I've never had new carpet, I've never experienced sticky feeling.
Yeah. Making sure his radio was on, he slowly climbed the stairs. He said it was terrifying because the way they'd been stigmatized. He wasn't really sure what was going to happen to him. Half of him expected to be teleported to some other dimension, and the other half was watching for a UFO to come swooping down. But he got to the top with little event, and he stood there looking around. But he said the longer he stood on the top step, the more he felt like he was doing something very, very wrong. Yeah, so hot, bro. He described it as the feeling you'd get if you were part of a government building that you had no business being in.
Oh, my God. What if it's some government building that's all camouflage?
It's the post office.
Yep. I've been looking for that fucking place. I've had letters in the back of my car forever.
Yeah, same. Packages, so many packages, as if someone was going to come and arrest you or shoot you in the back of the head at any second. He tried to brush it off, but the feeling got stronger and stronger, and that's when he realized that he couldn't hear anything anymore. It was like some kind of weird, awful tinnitus, but more oppressive. He climbed back down and rejoined the search and didn't mention what he'd done. But he said the weirdest part came after. His trainer was waiting back at the Welcome Center after the search ended for the day, and he cornered my buddy before he could leave. He said his trainer had this look of intense anger and asked what he had done wrong. "You went up to them, didn't you?" he said. My buddy said it wasn't phrased as a question. He asked how his trainer knew. The trainer just shook his head, "Because we didn't find her."
Wow.
The dogs lost her scent. My buddy asked what this had to do with anything. The trainer asked how long he'd been on the stairs, and my buddy said no more than a minute. The trainer gave him this really awful, almost dead-eyed look and told him that if he ever went up another set of stairs again, he'd be fired. Immediately. The trainer walked away, and I guess he never answered any of the questions my buddy had asked him about it since.
Hmm. You know what this makes me think of? Do you remember the episode we did about Hunted? Like all the different character people and how they just straight up disappeared in the woods. What if these, I wonder if they've ever found any of these stairs in New Mexico before. Maybe some of our listeners have seen.
It's funny you should ask.
Oh shit. Okay.
Before I go there though.
Okay.
And I do want to talk to the listeners about this because I want to know, especially if there's any search and rescue officers out there that work in the national parks here that might listen. To tell us, like, if this is real.
The chances are slim. But
I mean, out of our 12, tens of listeners, tens, at 20, least one of them might know somebody.
That's who true. Is a search and rescue that's officer. That's true.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful. All right. So what did you think of that whole story?
I think it's great. Did you have more?
I have a few more.
Okay. I want to keep hearing more about it because that last one was good. So that was from the same original poster that you talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can paint a scene.
He's a good storyteller.
Yeah, he's a good storyteller.
Which is why I kind of am like, is this bullshit? Is this like creepy, you know?
Right. Right.
Creepypasta
style.
Yeah. So do you think that this is like just one of those hazing things that search and rescue officers do to their new recruits?
Like snipe hunting. There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Or telling them that the stairs are.
Yeah, don't do it. I'll fire you. Oh, you fucker. Don't do it. I'm watching.
I'm watching you. The strangest thing is that it's not just happening in the U.S. These types of stairs have been seen in woods around the world. Everyone who encounters them says it makes them feel weird or it freaks them out. Here's a super poetic story about a set of stairs near Detroit, Michigan from Reddit user Case9.
It's poetic.
Poetic. You'll see what I mean.
Okay.
I found a staircase very similar to the ones you've mentioned. I've told this story many times, so please forgive me for the well-worn rhetoric. I found the staircase while walking through foliage so thick I didn't see it until it was almost underfoot. The stairs were made of loose cobble and moist earth like they were the work of a masonry once long ago. They were dusted with shards of worn glass and shreds of burnt parchment. At the base, I found a rusted tin medallion no larger than a coin resting in the moss. Now, I couldn't have been too far from civilization, but in that moment, I felt like I was the only human on Earth. Standing there, wrapped in walls of leaves and branches, I climbed the stairs, thoughtlessly, effortlessly, half expecting there to be a landing to greet me at the top. There wasn't, though. Just another crumbly step and an unimpressive view. I could see the red tin roof of the DPW yard I cut through to get here, and beyond its glistening smokestacks reached up towards the clouds, spilling white smoke into the clear blue sky, each stack topped by a hazy red light blinking lazily, beckoning me back to reality. To my right, the tall, thick brambles bled into the cattails and stretched all the way to a distant tree line. Something caught my eye as I craned my head. The bushes were packed tight except where the stumps of long dead trees formed sunken wells around them. And from one of the craters, someone was looking at me, their gaze fixed. I remember clearly their dark, lean face, their round eyes black like the eyes of a doll flashing in the sun. No sooner had I seen the face than it disappeared again. Only then did I have the foresight to take off down the steps and back through the bushes and brambles towards the buildings I could no longer see. It's a different world in the bushes, a claustrophobic world of sharp sticks and thin corridors, a blur of green and black that blots out the sun. Thankfully, I was younger then.
Wow.
My feet carried me over the marshy ground and delivered me to freedom. Delivered me to the chain link fence that drew the line between realities and the hole that I cut that blurred it. It was on that day I swore to never visit Detroit again.
Yeah, well, I mean, someone has a thesaurus.
Somebody, I don't believe this person or their story.
I'd like it. It was well written. It was a little exuberant.
It was way over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
It was way over.
But someone has a thesaurus.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. This one actually creeped me out.
Okay.
So user Siavri, I don't know how to pronounce it. Your stairway story stands out to me. I've returned to live in the same area in which I grew up. The High Sierras of California. We're about 5,000 feet. When I was a girl, I would often go hiking in the woods, deep into the woods. My father was an archaeologist, and he instilled in me a sense of wonder and adventure. Once upon walking out in the woods, I came across a creek. I was way out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll admit, I was quite lost. So, I was always taught to follow the water. Eventually, it will lead somewhere. I followed the creek downstream and it wound deep, long. There were parts that I had to step into the creek because I didn't want to lose it, and the sides of it were too high for me to climb. It was one of these times I had to step into the creek that I found myself stepping across moss-covered stairs. It led way down, almost down so far that I couldn't see the bottom. As I walked down the slimy stairs, almost slipping as the water trickled down, the sky turned dark, which was quite odd as it was nearing noon. And the sounds of life stopped.
Oh
I tripped and fell into the dark. When I woke up, it was the next morning. No trace of the staircase or even the creek. I was alone in a meadow. And I had markings on my arms, almost burned, but not quite. I would say they were left on my skin. Both arms, if you put them together, they are perfectly marked, two straight lines. Even 21 years later, I'm still marked by that day in the woods.
So I wonder if that was more of a like alien abduction style.
I kind of am hoping that this is what this is. Like you that, know, it's, that okay. It's like alien. So they like maybe they're creating these stairs to like lure people, right?
And because, then it just sucks them up into their little plane or ship or whatever the fuck.
And maybe the guy that like had the weird tinnitus thing, like maybe he wasn't cool enough to join the party. Yeah, so they were like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're not cool, bro.
Yeah, get out of here. Jerk. All right, one final story from Reddit user Pope Fenderson II.
Wow. Okay. Great name.
The first time I came across them, I was a kid out with older relatives. I spotted them maybe 60 yards away from where we were gathering bear grass and wandered over. I got to within 20 feet of them and they were made of wood, clean and polished. No dust, no leaves, nada. When I got that close, everything went quiet and the light became dimmer. This is funny because it was a bright day up till that point. I looked back and my family, although only 60 or so yards away, looked like they were much further than that. A feeling of sheer terror hit me and I ran like hell back to my family. I sprinted to my uncle, crying and breathless, and told him about the stairs. When I gestured back, they were gone. My uncle's face went very stern and he told me not to ever do that again. He said they used to appear as the frames of wicky-up doors or stone steps up large boulders. Now they show up as stairs, and they are never, ever to be approached. He said they lead to the spirit world, and people who touch them can be stolen away. I've seen them several times since then. Not the same set, but just like you described. They can be big, small, new, dilapidated, etc. Each time, I lay down medicine, say a prayer of protection, and get away from where they appear. So this sounds like a Native American person.
Correct.
Probably.
It sounds like,
All right, dude, that's it. That's the whole crazy, like all the story parts of it. There's a few other things I want to tell you though.
Okay.
So I'm going to read an excerpt from this article because it mentions a set of stairs found in guess where? Any guesses?
New Mexico.
Roswell.
Oh shit. New Roswell, Mexico. Of all places.
Yeah. Quote, as far back as the 1940s, there were stories of stairs that appeared and disappeared and moved all over Roswell, New Mexico. A doctor working in the area for the government reported stairs moving and leaving burn marks underneath. All right, so I looked a little bit more into this specific case, and it seems that while people were out in the fields looking for UFO debris, several people saw stairs pop up in the middle of nowhere, and then they would disappear. And once the stairs were gone, the area where the stairs were appeared to be burned, even though there was no fire or smoke.
Okay.
Which makes me wonder if there's any extraterrestrial significance to these stairs.
I mean, I was kind of going more of a ghost vibe at first, but now it's kind of leading me more into a, maybe it is like, remember what I said like earlier, like it reminded me, or I was thinking of like airplane stairs, like to board a plane. Maybe they're just stairs to board a UFO.
Spaceship.
Yeah. Why
and
not?
They're like masked to look like our stairs so that
it's less intimidating.
Maybe they don't know that we're not used to just seeing random stairs in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like, you don't have these? We have them all. They're called bus stops where we live.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's the rest of this excerpt. In the Philippines, a forest ranger was fired for being absent from the job. He climbed some stairs to avoid a dangerous dog and thought he was gone only a few minutes. In reality, it was days. There have been even claims that the derelict stairs are used for devil worship.
Wow.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
They do use these stairs for devil worshiping, you know.
Devil worship and hopscotch on Thursdays.
Bingo on Sundays. Don't forget to stop by for Thursday crab night.
And our enchilada special. Every Sunday afternoon. It's a casino for some reason.
Yeah.
So that's the story of the stairway to...
Do it. Oh. Oh, my.
I saw so many other comments from people who work search and rescue in national parks and forests, and it seems to be a pretty common thing. It also seems that the search and rescue community all know not to go near the stairs.
Dude, if I ever come across them stairs, I'm going straight up them bitches.
Of course you are. Of course you are. So this is where I ask our listeners to share their stories with us. If you're an SAR officer and you have any inside info, or you know an SAR officer that has inside info, tell us, like, is this real? Is it bullshit?
Or have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it? I mean, we have listeners all across the globe.
All across.
Across the globe. You know, have you seen random stairs in the woods or slash field?
Yeah.
Why not?
Let us know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I've heard about this before, and at first I was like, whatever, this seems dumb. But like, as I was thinking about what I was going to talk about this month, I was just like, I have to talk about this because it's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And it has weird. A New Mexico tie, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. During this episode, I realized what I'm going to be writing about next month.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, good. I'm excited. I'm excited for that. All right. What else do we need to talk about?
Continue sharing us. Let the world know.
Yeah.
We're here. If you have stories, please tell us. I want to know about your creepy staircase stories. I really do, because I'm really into this. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's some validity into this. Maybe it's just fucking stairs in the woods. And then we just did an entire episode about stairs in the woods.
Well, it's just weird.
It is weird.
Why are there stairs in the woods? And why are there stairs in all kinds of woods in all different countries?
Why would they need stairs to get up closer to the tops of the trees?
I don't know. And it would be different if it was like, oh yeah, this is a deer blind. This is what they all look like in this area.
Right, but I saw some of those pictures and it was like, no, there's no explaining that. I mean, there was that one that just basically had like a gate all the way around the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
So what would be the point of that?
Why?
And it's not like there was a great view or anything.
Right.
Like, now you can see the leaves.
That are not on the stairs,
by the way. That are not on the stairs. They were actually pretty damn clean, those stairs that you showed me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's there cleaning them? Are you one of the cleaners of the stairs? Can you come and talk to us? We'll give you an interview about why you're there. Who called you to come clean those stairs?
Was it like an Indeed application?
did you get found on LinkedIn?
Did you have a headhunter call you? Yeah. Did you have to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to somebody?
Did an obvious alien come tell you to clean it up?
The alien's like, do not mind these regular human stairs.
Human stairs.
Human stairs.
I just need you to come here once a week and make sure they're spotless.
Yeah. What if it is like a camouflaged,
like a military base or
a spaceship?
Yeah. Or something like that. I mean, it might explain why some people felt like they were about to be in trouble or disappeared for a while. I wouldn't mind having a set of those stairs. I could just disappear for a week.
Yeah. But it feels like a few hours.
Yeah. Hopefully it's like, you know, somewhere nice and not, you know, hellish.
Or you're just like stuck on the top stair.
Yeah. Just forever. Like, fuck.
It's like purgatory.
How do stairs work? And you just can't remember how. So you just never take that first step.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, shit. That's great. That's great. It makes me want to pay more attention to the rubble I see when I drive by us woods.
Yeah. It makes me want to go hiking, which is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really like it.
We need to go. I think we need to revisit the
Pecos Triangle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we really do. I'd like to go up to some of these places.
Go to like
actually.
Elk Mountain.
Yeah. And go just wander. Talk about whatever. I don't know.
I'm down.
Okay. Okay.
I'm down. All right. Well, we will see you in February for hopefully a love-themed episode of Dos Pequeños.
No.
Alex is like, no, it's not going to happen.
This is the dumbest fucking holiday.
It really is.
Dumbest. This is such a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, I don't celebrate it.
Anyway.
I do like the candy, though.
Send us chocolate.
Yeah, we like chocolate. We'll eat some chocolate. All right. So don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review, and give us some money.
Yeah, we like money.
Patreon.com/dospequeños. patreon.com/dospequeños, ko-fi.com/dospequeños. I have been recording way too many True Consequence episodes. I swear, I think I've done 3 this week. It's crazy.
That's quite a few.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So with that,
stay spooky.
Peace.